Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all. Come on.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Burgerlicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my outside. You can see me, you can squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy.
Okay, 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 okay.
Come and go like Caesar's Burgerlicious. But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock, and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot. It's so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock. It's so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Burgerlicious. Taste it. Burgerlicious dip. Burgerlicious dip. Burgerlicious dip. Burgerlicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can no other lady put it down like me. I'm Burgerlicious,
so delicious.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot. It's so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock. It's so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Burgerlicious. Hold, 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 hold up. Check it out. Baby, 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 if you really want that, honey, get some patience, baby, then you'll get a taste. All my taste, taste it, I'll be laced with lace it. It's so tasty, taste it, it'll make you crazy.
G to the A, to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty. G to the A, to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty. G to the E, to the L-I-C-I-O, you S to the D, to the E, to the,
hit it, Fergie.
Time I turn around, brothers gather around, always looking at me, up and down, looking at me. I just wanna say it now, I ain't trying to round up drama, little mama, I don't wanna take it, man. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep on repeating how the boys wanna eat it, but I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele, cause they say she delicious,
so delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses, that puts them boys on rock, rock, and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got.
Three, two, one.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Ooh.
I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
Good evening, guys, and thanks for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. And the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Today's weather, right now, we're at 91 degrees. Supposedly sunshine, but it's a bit cloudy out. And that's how things are today. Okay. And tomorrow we're looking at a high of 92 with rain. Sunday, 92, rain. Monday, 93, rain. Tuesday is sunny and 91. So when you think about it, it's been raining for the past 6 or 7 days, and it's going to be raining for the next 3 or 4 days. Okay. So that's how we're going to do the rain, right? That's how we're going to do the weather with the rain. Today's word of the day is, let's see here, beholden. Beholden is an adjective, and it means being under obligation for a favor or gift. Or being indebted, okay? Being under obligation for a favor or gift, or being indebted. So indebted means you owe someone. Like you tell people all the time, thank you for giving me a ride here. You know, thank you for picking me up. Thank you for coming to help me with my flat tire. I owe you a favor, okay? That's the kind of debt. Indebtedness that this means, and the word is beholden. Beholden is an adjective, and it means being under obligation for a favor or gift. Okay, so we got that out of the way, and again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. It's Friday. We're at Free Fall. Today is Free Fall Friday. You guys can call into the show and to be on the air. I'll put you on the air and you can talk about whatever you want. Okay. I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little. Okay. So you guys can call in and we can pop back and forth about anything that you want. Now, on yesterday, I talked about this guy, Jared from Subway, how much he has screwed up his life, and he has really screwed up his life. Okay. He goes from being at the top of his game with Subway endorsements and making money from Subway to being a child pornographer, having sex with minors and all this stuff, and pleading guilty to all those charges and getting 5 to 12 years in prison. And he'll go from being, his net worth they say it was around $15 million. And so he'll go from a net worth of $15 million to zero. Wife is filed for divorce. She's ready to walk away from him. I don't blame her. And she'll probably get everything she wants, right? So he screwed up his life with that. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, it's Free Fall Friday. So, and Free Fall Friday is designed to let the audience talk about the things that are interesting to them in their lives and would like to have others join in. So join in to the show. 818-301-5834. Now, tonight is going to be the second Atlanta Falcons preseason game. So we'll be playing the New York Jets tonight, 7:30. I'm not sure what station, but it's going to be at 7:30. So you guys can search for that on your TV and watch the Falcons tonight. Let's see what else. I also wanted to talk a little bit about, I don't know if you guys heard about the case of the guy in Douglasville who hit a lady, rear-ended a lady and her daughter. Okay, he rear-ended them on Highway 5 in Douglasville. Rear-ended their SUV. So the mom gets out, looks at the damage to her truck. I mean, I wasn't there. I wasn't an eyewitness or anything. But these are the details. She gets out and witnessing the damage to her truck, looking at the damage to her truck, and the guy that hit her, he uses his car as a battering ram and smashes the young lady into the back of her truck and kills her, okay, and killed her. And then, as I've been told, tried to leave the scene, but witnesses, eyewitnesses wouldn't let him do that. So he was caught, of course, and the police got him, locked him up, and now he's on trial. Okay. And now they're trying to come up with this story that, or this, yeah, this story that he suffers from some type of seizures. And he bumped his head, and, you know, from the accident and had a seizure. And it was an accident to make him bum his way into the lady and mash her between his car and hers and killed her. Okay. Now the police are saying that, no, this guy wasn't, you know, hadn't had any kind of seizure or anything like that when the police got there. Nothing like that had happened. And the police said that he has seen many a times as in his 25 plus years on the force of people that has had seizures and things like that. And this guy had not had a seizure. Okay. So, you know, they're trying to put this as something where he's sick or something, you know, and it was an accident. The reason that he rammed his car into this lady, mashed her between cars and killed her. Okay. This guy has to go to jail for a long time. He needs to go to jail for the rest of his life. Now, when they show his mugshot from the time he was booked into jail He had this long, stringy hair, beard, and all this stuff. Okay. But now that they're in court, they cleaned him up. They shaved him clean. They cut his hair. He looks like an upstanding citizen, right? But this guy is sick. You know, something's wrong when you, a person that hits you from behind, you get out and you trying to look at the damage to your vehicle. And then the person that hit you from behind rams his car into you and smashes you between your car and his and kills you. Something's wrong with that person, right? Something's wrong with that person. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in again and let me know that you're, tell me whatever news you have, whatever you want to talk about. And again, I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. 818-301-5834. Now, another piece of news that's in the news, and I wanted to talk about this the other day. There was a, you guys probably have seen it in the news, but there was a couple, young man, his wife, and his kid, 6-month-old kid, comes home from vacation on a Sunday. And when they get home, there's a knock at the door, and there are 4 guys at the door that says that they're having car trouble and they need to use the phone. Now, here's my thing. And I'm telling you guys this as a safety precaution for you. Whenever someone knocks on your door, rings your doorbell or what have you, and you're not expecting company, you're not expecting someone to come to your door, don't open your door. Please don't open your door. Please look out the window, look out the peephole or whatever to see if that's someone that you know before you open your door. Now, the husband opened his door, and now, as soon as they get a crack in the door, these guys barge in on him, and he's trying to, you know, keep them from coming in, and he's pushing the door as well. But these 4 guys, of course, they overpower him and come into the house. They shot him twice. Well, they shot him in both his legs. I don't know how many times they shot, but they shot him in both his legs. And his wife, with their 6-month-old baby in her arms, she turns and runs out the back door of the house with the baby. And they shoot at her. Okay, I mean, she gets away and she called 911. But and these guys take off running or whatever, and however they got away. But how crazy is that? You get home from vacation, a knock at the door, 4 guys at the door. You crack the door open to talk to them or whatever, and they barge their way in and shoot you. Man, that is a scary thought. Okay? So, again, if someone comes to your door saying they have car trouble or whatever, I mean, in this day and age, who doesn't have a cell phone? You know? I mean, back in my day when we were coming up, cell phones weren't prevalent. And so, you know, that was kind of, that wasn't odd for someone to come to your door and say they had car trouble. Can they use the phone? All right. I mean, you know, and where I grew up, my neighborhood that I grew up in, we had burglar bars on our windows and the door. Okay. So if you open what we call the big door, which is the inside door, then we had a burglar door there that we kept locked. And so we can open the big door. We could talk to you through the burglar door through the screen. And, you know, there's no way that you're going to come into that house without a key. Okay, maybe you could shoot me through the screen or whatever, but you're not getting in. Okay, so when someone when something like that happened, you know, people come to the house asking to use the phone. My mom say, okay, what's the number I need to call? You're not coming in the house. I'll call the number for them and let them know where you are and you need help, but you're not coming in the house, buddy. Okay, but nowadays, you know, and I don't know why people would trust someone when they come to your house saying that they have car trouble. Use your cell phone. My cell phone dead. Okay, go next door, because you're not coming in here. I'm not opening my door for anybody that I don't know. That's crazy. But, okay, make a long story short, the police gonna find these four punks and lock them up because this house was right across the street from a business, and the business has they've pulled a surveillance video from the surveillance camera that the business has, and they can see these four guys walking down the street just before the time shows, just before the crime happened. So they're going to catch these guys for sure. We'll hear about that. I'll let you guys know what happened with that story at a later date. Okay. 818-301-5834. Today is Free Fall Friday, of course, and you guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. Now, I know I talked a bit yesterday about me putting all this music on my show and doing a Throwback Thursday where I place, you know, songs from the 80s and 90s. You know, when and I always say this, when we were in high school, we used to have house parties. Okay, you don't hear many house parties nowadays. Well, you may have you may go to a friend's house that's having a party, but it's not like an open party to the public where anyone could come there. But we used to have house parties when we were coming up through high school, and pretty much the whole block would be full of cars, and people would hear about it. They come from different high schools to the party and all this kind of stuff. Well, back then, the music was so much different from now that I want to share with some of my younger audience members, listeners, some of the great music that we listened to back in our day, when we were jumping around like you guys are jumping around right now. Okay, so I'm gonna do that on Thursdays. Thursdays are gonna be what I call Throwback Thursday. Okay, we're gonna have music from the 80s and the 90s. I may throw in something newer here or there, but for the most part, it's gonna be music from the 80s and the 90s. Okay, you guys get to hear some great music. Okay. And but before I close out the show today on Friday, I want to say thank you to all my listeners out there. I appreciate you guys for listening to me every day and bearing with me throughout my broadcast. I'll be back on Monday. Now, on Monday, we're going to be doing the show at 10:30 a.m. 10:30 a.m. Okay, is going to be the show starting on Monday. And we're going to do 10:30 over the next several weeks. Okay, over the next several weeks. My work schedule is changing next week. So my show schedule is changing next week. Okay, and it's funny how the show is, because at this time that I do the show at 6:30 in the evening, I have a bigger audience. And I do the show at 10:30 in the morning starting on Monday, I have a bit smaller audience, but it's consistently small. If you know what I mean. I'm saying like I'll have maybe 1,500 people in the mornings. Okay. And a show like yesterday's show that I did about the guy from Subway, you know, I hadn't looked at the numbers, but based on my call-ins, I can kind of figure that I had a huge internet audience. So I probably had well over 2,000 people listening to the show on yesterday. That's my 6:30 show. Now, my audience is smaller in the mornings, but I don't mind, because I think I have a different listener base in the mornings than I do in the evenings. Okay. So, it's a do or die type thing, I guess. But I get to a different audience in the mornings than I do in the evenings. And, that's that. I mean, I guess I lose a few people from the evening show in the morning, but, that's what I have to do, because that's my schedule. That's why I need someone out there who wants to be a co-host of mine to maybe take on the show and do some shows for me. Let's see how things may go. So you guys contact me if you wanna maybe talk on the show or host the show one day. I don't mind doing that. My show is open for anyone who wants to call, talk, or even, like I said, I'll let you co-host the show one day. Okay? So think about that. Maybe you'd like to do it. But anyway, regardless of that, I love you guys. I hope you have a great, great weekend. I hope you're safe. I hope you take care of your families. And I want to say one more thing before I go. I heard a guy, an older guy, say the other day that there were some young guys that were saying things to him, and he never responded to them. And what he was saying is that these young guys are crazy today. They want to shoot at you or shoot you or do something like that just because you make a certain kind of comment. So he ignored them and kept about his way. And what I want to say to some of the middle-aged people out there like myself, is that keep your head on straight. All right. I know we're prideful people, but keep your head on straight and stay out of, you know, just stray away from some of these bad guys. Keep yourself right, because your family needs you, and just do the right thing. Okay. And I know you're not a punk, you know, you're not a punk, but you can walk away. Okay. You can walk away. So that's my tip. Okay. That's my tip for today, is to walk away from the BS. All right. So it was great being with you guys. I think I've talked enough. I got about maybe 10 minutes left in the show, but I think I've talked enough. My voice is getting kind of tight. Let me take a little drink of water here. Okay. So again, take care of yourselves and be good. And let me see if I can find something in my library with the array of songs that I have now that I could play for you guys. Let's see. I'm going to end with this. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. Have a great weekend. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Again, have a great weekend. Be safe.
CPA On Duty is a certified public accounting firm located in downtown Austell, Georgia, just 10 miles from the west side perimeter of the city of Atlanta. Laura Freeman Williams serves as your CPA on duty to meet your accounting needs, providing courteous, professional, timely, and accurate service at your convenience. Mrs. Williams takes tax preparation and working on her clients' behalf personally, and strives through continuous education to obtain the lowest legal tax obligation allowable, specializing in individual and small business income tax preparation. Mrs. Williams also performs consulting for CPA and non-CPA tax businesses. Additionally, she assists churches in maintaining compliance with member contribution reporting and pastor housing allowances. The firm is located in the beautiful Threadmill Complex. The complex offers 24-hour access, plenty of free parking, and 24-hour security. If you desire personal, confidential, and professional assistance with your tax and accounting needs, look no further. Contact Mrs. Williams today. She is your CPA on duty. ready and waiting to serve you. Don't forget the minimum $25 cash referral fee to anyone who refers a paid client to CPA on duty. Higher referral fees are available based on the services provided. Call the office today at 770-732-0244 for a free one-hour consultation. That's 770-732-0244, or visit her on the World Wide Web at www.cpaonduty.com. CPAONDUTY.com. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. CPA On Duty is a certified public accounting firm located in downtown Austell, Georgia, just 10 miles from the west side perimeter of the city of Atlanta. Laura Freeman Williams serves as your CPA On Duty to meet your accounting needs, providing courteous, professional, timely, and accurate service at your convenience. Mrs. Williams takes tax preparation and working on her clients' behalf personally, and strives through continuous education to obtain the lowest legal tax obligation allowable, specializing in individual and small business income tax preparation. Mrs. Williams also performs consulting for CPA and non-CPA tax businesses. Additionally, she assists churches in maintaining compliance with member contribution reporting and pastor housing allowances. The firm is located in the beautiful Threadmill Complex. The complex offers 24-hour access, plenty of free parking, and 24-hour security. If you desire personal, confidential, and professional assistance with your tax and accounting needs, look no further. Contact Mrs. Williams today. She is your CPA on duty, ready and waiting to serve you. Don't forget the minimum $25 cash referral fee to anyone who refers a paid client to CPA on duty. Higher referral fees are available based on the services provided. Call the office today at 770-732-0244 for a free one-hour consultation. That's 770-732-0244, or visit her on the World Wide Web at www.cpaonduty.com. CPAONDUTY.com. Thank you, and we appreciate your business.